Bubbly.
Hey guys, welcome back to K-Pop Parade. This is Trinity.
And I'm Abby.
And we are here to talk to you about all things K-pop, including news, comebacks, and quote-unquote scandals, and anything we can fit into an episode. So this week, we do have a secret question.
What?
And that is, what is the weirdest and or last dream that you have had about a K-pop idol?
All right, are you ready for this epicness?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know if I'm ready or if I'm scared.
The last one was ridiculous and Jimin and ridiculous. This one was Medieval and Jungkook.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so there's this chick, right? And she's deaf. And she's lives in this kingdom, and Yoongi's the king. And he subsequently is actually the reason she's deaf, because he kicked her down a ravine when they were kids. Anyway, what happens? It was all just in flashes. Oh, Yoongi's married to this queen, and she hates the chick who's deaf. But she's pregnant, and the chick is, like, the doctor, and so she's, like, helping her through this pregnancy, but the queen is, like, conspiring to try to get rid of her, and so she does get rid of her, and Yoongi's like, no, she's my friend, and so he makes this arrangement with Jungkook to take her to his kingdom, and so she's gonna, like, figure out how to live life there, even though no one can speak, or she can't speak, because she doesn't. Anyway, so it was a hot mess, and there was no ending, and that was it. It was just a full setup with no actual story. So that's my life.
So my most recent dream was that I was back in college, which almost sounds like a nightmare, but I was best friends with Taeyong from NCT. Shocking. I know that he would be in my dream.
Of course.
Our dreams are always so different, because yours are like, you dream from the outsider's perspective, and I dream from first person.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm never in my own dreams.
That's so weird. I've never met anyone who's never in their own dreams.
Why would I want to dream about me? I'm boring.
But you can put yourself in all of these cool, magical places.
But I also know that I don't know Kung Fu, so...
Well, your brain is too logical. I also know that I'm not really best friends with Taeyong, and yet, here I am.
Here you want to be.
So, yeah, so we were, like, college best friends, and he had been, like, missing class. He'd been actually out of class because his mom died, which was really morbid on my dream's part. And so he's finally back, you know, everyone's saying, hey, checking on him, how he's doing, all this stuff. And he, like, runs up and gives me this big hug and was like, I missed you. And I was like, I miss you, too. And, you know, we're just, like, best friends hanging out, talking. And then we had the same English class together. And the professor was like, you guys have to partner up and you have to go into old abandoned houses throughout the city.
Why do your dreams just sound like young adult novels?
You know, I don't know.
It's like Twilight, just less vampire.
Yeah, no vampires in this one. And so we had to go into these old abandoned houses throughout town and write, like, because it was to practice writing descriptively, I guess is the way to describe it. And so, like, we had to go in and describe, make up, like, a fake history of the house and what happened there. And so it was just me, like, abandoned house hunting with Taeyong and, like, finding all these secret passages and all these weird, cool things. And that was it. That was the dream.
Yep. Young adult novel. So,
I mean, there was no like, oh, but we're secretly in love with each other and he had to like save my life from a ghost. It was just we walked through weird old houses.
From a ghost.
I mean
you need to copyright that.
Right? Hey, no one can take that. That is now officially copyrighted. Oh, God. Okay, let's move past the secret question of the week. Let's talk about some news that
news
happened.
So since we're doing episodes a little further spaced apart, some of our news is going to be a little bit later, but that's no big deal because people do monthly news all the time.
We're essentially doing one episode a month, and so that's, you know.
Monthly news. So anyway, what is the first thing that we're talking about?
Wonho. Let's talk about Wonho.
Wonho. Wonho was cleared of all convictions.
Shocking that he did not do the things that he said he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Weird how that keeps happening in the K-pop world.
Right? Huh. So he did an interview with Dispatch during his trial and said, hey, don't release this until I'm found innocent. He was so confident and so like I'm not shitting. And so when he was found innocent, they released this interview with him talking about, you know, how he grew up and the influences on his life and how, yeah, he definitely did do bad things back in the day, but that wasn't who he was now. And the point to be made by Dispatch was they were like, he told us that we couldn't release it until he got his verdict, and he got it. So there's some points to be made there.
Because he knew.
Because he knew.
It's weird. It's like he knew he was going to get an innocent verdict. Weird. Yeah. Weird how that would happen. So Starship has stated that they are willing to support him in whatever future he wants. Because he did not leave the company. Unlike Woojin from Stray Kids, he did not leave the company. He just left Monsta X. I do want to address that this does not mean necessarily that he is coming back to Monsta X. A lot of fans are saying that that's what this means, and that's not. There's never been a situation, I don't think, where someone has voluntarily left and then come back. And so I don't foresee that happening. Does that mean he won't get a solo career through Starship? That does not mean that at all. But it remains to be seen what he will do.
I have a theory.
Okay.
We as fans know of multiple instances where groups debuted and then added a member. So Red Velvet's Yeri, TRS Hwayoung, EXID's Solji, Kara's Youngji, NS's Haina, Super Junior's Kihyun. They were all added after the fact, which means they did not sign their contracts at the same time. And my question is, did they amend the amount of time in their contracts to fit the other members? So like when everyone else in Super Junior, when their contract was up at, you know, 7 years, was Kihyun's also up at the same time, even though it had been less years, like maybe 5 years?
Interesting. I don't know.
If that is the case, then Wonho could technically be added back to Monsta X under a new contract with a limited amount of time.
Just to limit to the same amount of time as the rest of the members' contract ends, what right. His original contract was.
Right.
Okay.
And you were saying, you know, there's no way for them to reinstate him, but that's a way.
Because he terminated his contract, just give him a new contract?
It's tricky. Like you said, he didn't leave Starship. So what contract did he terminate? He didn't have two contracts. He didn't have one with Monsta X and one with Starship. So perhaps there was less legal binding termination than we thought.
Maybe.
Who said that they terminated the contract?
Let me see. Because we did talk about it, because that was a hot point with a lot of people. Is they said he never terminated his contract. But I think in Soompi they said that he terminated his contract with Monsta X.
Ah, so.
I think there is. Because there are other people, and I can't literally cannot think of a single one off the top of my head right now, where they leave their group but stay a solo artist.
Okay, so what's stopping him from just rejoining the group with a new contract since he's still under Starship?
I don't know the legality behind the fact that he voluntarily left the group, then be able to just say, hey, I want to rejoin my group.
I mean, if Starship said they'll support him.
But they also have to think of it from business aspect. I really don't foresee that happen. I think that your theory makes perfect sense. But
I don't know.
We don't know the behind the scenes of the contracts, right? Like, we don't know how many contracts are signed. We don't know what is and is not stated in them. It's hard to say that if he terminated a contract with just Monsta X, will they do a new contract? Because that sounds like it makes sense. Seems like a valid way. I don't foresee Starship doing that.
I'm of the opposite opinion, because what would Starship not gain from reuniting the group? Not only will they still get the funds from Monsta X, even though they could get a new revenue stream with Wonho going solo, but I mean, there's not necessarily any guarantee.
Think about it. They're going to support Monsta X, and then fans are going to go crazy for Wonho's solo career because they're going to want to support him.
But solos never make as much.
This is a totally different situation.
But there's also precedent that they could set, and that would put them on top of things. Like, if they let him come back, if they signed him back into the group, that would set an example for other groups.
It would definitely
agencies.
Be beneficial for them. It would exactly. make perfect sense for them to do it and, like, win the hearts of Monbi back.
Win the hearts of everyone, because everyone in the K-pop industry is mad at how it's being run. And they know that Monsta X has always made good decisions. Starship has generally made good decisions when it's come to Monsta X, especially in like the American market with American fans who don't understand these weird fucking legalities.
Right.
So it would be a good idea to set that precedent, to be like, hey, look, we did what was best for us at the time, and now we're doing what's best for us
now.
So we'll see. We'll see.
It's interesting. It's definitely an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of interesting situations.
Yeah, this one's weird.
The rose is an interesting situation. I am a huge fan of the rose. I have been with the rose since debut. They are my babies. I absolutely freaking love the rose. Recently, they posted on all of their Instagrams, and their friends even posted on their Instagram that they are suing their management company. They claim to have not been notified of certain shows that they were required to do, and that they haven't been paid in 3 years, apparently. However, their management company clapped back with bring it the fuck on, saying that, like, the Rose has violated their contract many times, they have proof of schedules they were supposed to do, there were many tardies and no-shows to meetings and things like that.
What's even worse is that they're like, we have stubs that prove you've been paid, and your signature on the stub that say you understood that you got paid.
So it's really interesting that with information like that, the Rose would go so public so hard with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I am so intrigued by how this is going to turn out, because both parties seem super adamant that they did their part.
I'm worried. Because I know we're in the era of everyone hates the companies. We're all anti-company. And I would absolutely love to stick it to the man. But I think they bit off more than they could chew. I hope they didn't blow it out of proportion, because it sounds like they did.
It's a little stressful because I love the Rose. And I really hope they didn't screw themselves over with this one.
How did they not get paid for 3 years? That's my question. Like, how did you function? How did you have a house?
It makes me wonder if they were living in, like, company-provided housing. But also, at the same time, they're just not being completely transparent. It's just, like, partial non-payments. If there's, like, very specific things they weren't paid for.
Ah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but see, they worded it as if
they have never been paid in the entire time.
To get the media attention on it, which would fine, but
I have no idea. Like, at first it was like, fuck yeah, you know, go the Rose. Good for you for standing up for yourself. Because every single member posted it. They posted it in their stories. They posted it on their actual Instagrams. Like, it turned into this whole ordeal. And then all of a sudden their management company, 3 days later, had a response. A legal response.
Well, they probably had to compile the evidence first.
And that's what's crazy is, did the Rose just shoot themselves in the feet?
I think they did.
If they didn't, I hope Psy is like, hey, I could use a rock band. Come on over. I love that we just go to Psy for everything.
We do depend on him a lot for things.
And so Psy, just pick up the Rose and pay them properly. And hopefully they didn't screw themselves out of their career, because that would make me really sad.
I don't know. Even if they didn't, I think they still, regardless if they were being truthful or not, I'm pretty sure they did shoot themselves in the foot. Because unless they open their own agency, what agency is going to want to work with them? Especially after this one said they were tardy, they did no shows, they were rude, you know.
Which makes me wonder if, like, the tardies and no shows were rebellion against how they were being treated. Mm-hmm. But you still sign a contract and you still have to abide by that. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like wanting to protest your landlord by not paying rent, and then they kick you out for not paying rent.
Dealing in property management, I had people do that. I'm not going to pay my rent until you do blah, blah, blah. And then I was able to evict them because they had not paid their rent. Mm-hmm. So in this same way, it's like you can misbehave because your company's not treating you right, but you still sign a legal document saying that you would abide by these rules.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Rose, because mm-hmm. I'm a little hella bummed out about it all.
But you know what I'm not bummed out about?
What are you not bummed out about?
Hwasa and Dua Lipa's collab.
Oh,
I had
my God.
No,
it's so
idea
good.
This was coming. I didn't know. Nobody told me. And then I first heard the song Physical by Dua Lipa, and I was like, meh, whatever. Her typical kind of sound. And then saw later that Hwasa was doing the full first verse. And I was like, oh. And I had to go listen to it again. And she makes it better. She just has such a like chocolate. She's living embodiment of chocolate.
Yep. You that is the perfect description of Hwasa in her voice. Mm-hmm. Perfect description. No, I loved it. Like, it felt jazzy. Like, I wanted jazzercise to this song. It felt super 1980s. They did an Mnet stage together where they performed a couple of Dua Lipa songs, and they both did great and fantastic. And for, you know, an American artist to take stage in Korea on a show is crazy, right? Like, that's not super common.
This isn't the first person Dua Lipa's worked with in K-pop, right? She also worked with
Blackpink. Yeah.
So she's making good decisions.
Right. Yeah. She's doing it right. She knows what...
What's up? She knows what's up.
It's the same way Monsta X was making great decisions with the American market and then, mm-hmm. like, to just drop an entire English album. They tiptoed their way in and then, like, threw the door wide open. She's currently in the act of tiptoeing her way in.
Good. Get that good.
So, in some other legal news, because we keep coming back to that, Hara's brother is fighting for the Guhara Act because apparently their parents abandoned them early on in their youth. And now that Hara has passed away, her mother is trying to get her inheritance. So, he stated that even if it passes, it won't benefit his case, which I think is cool that he's wanting to pass something that won't even benefit him, but it will benefit other people in the future. There's just a couple aspects, like, how does one prove that they were abandoned very young? And what is the age cutoff for this, for, like, quote-unquote abandonment?
I don't understand how she can have access to that. Because Hara obviously was not a minor. So her parents should not have any legal say over her leavings. It should be whoever she appointed. And it sounds like she appointed her brother. So
did she appoint her brother? Or did she not have anything like a living will? And so next of kin, so like family, any type of relation may have access to that. I don't know if that's legally true, but that would be my assumption.
How do people not just drown in shame is my question.
Because people are selfish.
Like, if you abandoned your child and saw her grow to be famous and then she died, where is it in you that you're like, I deserve that. I did nothing, but I deserve that.
Well, and my question is like, was her mom even at her, like, funeral? Was her mom?
Her dad was not, because her brother is also having issues with her dad, who left early on as well, saying he wants part of it too, for church reasons.
Okay.
Oh, no. It was, he wanted all of it. He wanted all of it to go to his church fund.
No.
And her brother was like, you didn't even come to the funeral. He was like, I was busy. And he was like, go fuck yourself. So, well, yeah. Her poor brother is dealing with a lot of shit.
Yeah, dealing with his sister passing, dealing with all of this. Like, it's ridiculous. This mm-hmm. is all ridiculous. So,
we really should have organized these in, like, good or bad.
Speaking of, you know, one more legality thing that I forgot to put on here is all of Big Bang, the remaining four members have all re-signed their contracts with YG Entertainment, which is interesting to me as well.
I hope that they sucker punched them for everything that they had. I hope they have complete autonomy from YG. If G-Dragon did not negotiate his freedom, I'll be disappointed. They had the opportunity to leave. Why didn't they leave? God, why didn't they leave?
I know we were, like, banking on G-Dragon to leave and create his own. But we should have guessed whenever they announced that they were performing at Coachella. Like, what else did we expect?
For G-Dragon to leave and make his own.
There's no way he would have gotten the name Big Bang. There's no way we would have had any rights to any song if he didn't produce it and they wanted to perform it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He has 176 writing credits under his belt. Kid that's can fair. Make money.
Yeah, no. So it's not looking like they're going to leave YG. I don't know how long the contract was signed for, but that is where we're at.
I just hope they're able to do what they want now. I hope they thoroughly thought about it.
I'm assuming with all the shit that YG is in right now, they probably said, please come back and save us.
Maybe.
I bet they were willing to give them literally anything that they asked for because they're eyeballs deep in shit.
Well, now that I think about it, has YG ever treated Big Bang poorly?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, they've done interviews and stuff where they've talked about how poorly they were treated in their early days.
Yeah, but that's in their early days. Nobody's treated well in their early days.
Hee Chul from Super Junior has announced that he will no longer be participating in stages due to a leg condition from a previous accident. It has been clarified he'll continue to do albums and other content, but he is no longer going to be participating in anything that requires any type of dancing stages.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So he will not be able to participate in that. Unfortunately, old injuries do come to light. We know that Yoongi's had issues recently with his shoulder. So, you know.
Well, he did get hit by a car. So
Right. That would
certainly comes issues. Back to haunt you.
And then I'm going to let Abby rant about the road to Kingdom because they just announced that their lineup. So their lineup
Listen, is going to. Hold on. They are doing this. So stupidly. So I ranted a while back about how I'm kind of just disappointed that they wouldn't let Queendom be its own thing. You know, they can't let women have anything. And then they announced Kingdom. And I was just disappointed. That was all I was. And then they announced that they're not having one show. They're having two shows. This is two different shows. The Road to Kingdom is the prequel for Kingdom. So they will have these groups, they'll have Pentagon, The Boys, ONF, Golden Child, Very Very, One Us, and the new group, Two. They will be on The Road to Kingdom. And then whoever wins The Road to Kingdom will go on to compete in The Kingdom with another set of groups. All right? So this is potentially a year's worth of delayed content from the groups. Because if you win The Road to Kingdom, then you have to commit to another entire show of The Kingdom. So imagine if Pentagon, they can't tour. They can't
promote.
They can't promote. They can't work. I mean, they can. We know that Mamamoo did, but they nearly killed themselves doing it, even though they won. But for the rookie groups, you know, for Very Very and for Two, who hasn't even debuted yet, that's going to be an insane amount of work just to function as a group. It's stupid.
For groups that don't know how to deal with all of that.
Right.
Like, deal with the level of it all.
And so people have been really criticizing them for this because they're like, it's not about the exposure. It's about the time commitment. This is like a year to a year and a half of commitment. And, you know, people's attention spans are not that long. And if Two or One Us are caught up in this show for a year and a half, it's going to kill them. They're not going to be able to keep going.
Well, how much do you think is pre-recorded in between promotions?
I don't know. But if they have to practice, if they have to write and edit these songs, if they have to also have concerts for themselves in between concerts for the shows, and then
it's going to be absolutely draining. Like, they are going to run themselves into the ground.
I don't know if it's possible. It's just too much. And so people are mad. People are like, this is dumb. You took this too far. We gave you an inch and you took 4 miles. Like, this is stupid. And so
they're definitely not wrong.
I would have been okay if they had just done Kingdom. Like, fine. I get it. Do one, got to do the other. That's fine. I would have voted for Pentagon to win. It would have been fine. But this whole, we're going to do one competition, and then the winner of that competition is going to go on to another competition. And then probably the winner of that competition is going to go on to, like, another competition, blah, 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 and it never is going to end.
We also know, like, things like this are completely rigged.
Yeah.
So Pentagon already hasn't had their first win. Like, the other day, Kino started crying during a V-Live because he was like, I'm sorry we've disappointed you because we haven't won anything.
I hate that.
We already know that things like this are usually generally rigged. We know that the traditional groups are going to win and other groups are not.
One thing that pisses me off so much is that Dreamcatcher got their first win, confirmed votes got their first win, and then by an accident in the math, they got it taken away from them by Everglow, which makes me bitter.
And that's coming from, like, the world's biggest Everglow stan.
I am. But I also love Dreamcatcher.
It's just, again, it's knowing, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you vote. It doesn't matter how you anything. Pentagon should have won with Dr. Bebe at some point.
Like, well.
And Shine should have
yes,
won.
Yes, we all know Shine should have won. But the issue, I think, not to discredit them, but BTS. BTS has won everything, and they should really just kind of exclude them. They'd be like, okay, BTS won, that's cool. But how about second place? Let's all vote for second place! Like,
that's completely fair.
So maybe instead of like, oh yeah, BTS won, won, that's cool, that's cool. And but we actually award for second place. They just shove them off to the side.
It does suck. There's no chance. Like, there's just no chance. And there's as much not. As we love BTS.
We do.
It's just not a fair playing ground anymore.
Correct. Correct.
And you can get mad at us for saying that, but it's also true.
It's true. Also, why the fuck did they drop a Black Swan video without telling me? Because I had a conniption.
Happened with that? Like, where did that come from? There's actually a lot of NCT fans are fucking pissed about it.
What? Why?
Because On has not had the same reception as some of their other title tracks have. So, In Citizens are speculating that they were attempting to take the day from NCT. That's because stupid. They dropped it unannounced. So, they're saying that it wasn't fair that they just did a random unannounced dropping of this video at the exact same time as NCT dropped Kick It.
I mean, I see it. But also, I doubt it.
It is what it is. I mean, I thought it was a beautiful video. I also will talk about NCT in a minute, but it took me a good hour and a half before I actually watched it. Jimin is insane.
Yes, he is.
Like, I don't normally enjoy contemporary dance, and Jimin just knocked it out of the park.
I love all of the references to the movie Black Swan.
Yes. Yeah.
They're great. And I love that old theater. It's haunting and wonderful, and everything about it was wonderful.
I love that they did it barefoot. Like, every fine detail was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not they were stealing it from NCT, meh, I'm not gonna get mad about it.
I mean, there's gonna be conspiracy theories in literally everything, and I can definitely see why In Citizens would be mad. Like, I can get it, but I don't know that it was intentional.
I don't care, but I see it.
So, in our last little bit of news, this is completely unrelated to anything of any group that we've talked about so far. The cool aunt from my wavy group chat, her name is Sarah, she just dropped a new K-pop podcast as well. So, be sure to go follow her. We support all K-pop stuff in this podcast. So, it's on Twitter. It's at HALLYU and then podcast. So she is about to upload her first episode. Go show her some love. We stan all K-pop platforms in this house.
We decided to do a little fun tidbit for this time.
I'm so stressed about this.
I know. We wanted to be able to interact more with fans, if we have any. And we put up some polls. We put up some polls.
We have not put up the polls yet.
Well, fuck the polls.
So I posted a tweet asking for like really hard comparisons to make us choose. So, and then I took some from a video. Her YouTube name is HB Day Mart, and she did a save one, drop one. And so I threw in a whole bunch from what we got on Twitter, because we got a lot on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then I took a few from her, and we're just going to, it's going to be a lightning round.
Yep.
We are just going to have to choose, no questions asked. It's going to be really difficult. I'm not excited. And then we are going to put these up as polls after we are done.
So, are you ready? Like,
no, I'm so scared, but go.
Okay. Hobi or Hongjung?
Hobi. Monsta X or BTS?
BTS. Jopping or Supercar?
Jopping. Pentagon or BTS?
It's BTS. Touch My Body or Shake It by Sister?
Touch My Body. Twice or Blackpink?
Twice. Mad Dog or Sit Down? NCT.
Mad Dog. Ooh, this one was meant for me, and I'm Taeyang or Kun?
Taeyang? I don't remember what Kun looks like.
It didn't have to be based off of looks. At one point, you said he was going to be your wavy bias before you changed your mind.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. There's too many people in NCT.
That's true.
NCT 127 or NCT Dream?
My babies, 127, though. Monster by EXO or Fantasy by JBJ?
Monster. Hendry or Zhaojun?
Hendry. Mamamoo egotistic or G-idol Han?
Mamamoo. All the way. Chinla or Jisung?
Jisung, that's my son. Illusion by ATEEZ or Cat and Dog by TXT?
What? ATEEZ. Love Talk in English or Love Talk in Chinese?
The original Chinese version.
Yeah, damn right.
Persona or Shadow?
Shadow. ITZY's Dala Dala or Bon Bon Chocolat? Everglow.
Everglow.
That's better.
Kick It or Sit Down, both NCT 127.
So, neither?
What?
Yeah.
You didn't like Kick It?
Okay, fine. Kick It. Miro by Stray Kids or Nowhere by the Boys?
Nowhere by the Boys.
You're right.
Without You or Timeless, both by NCTU?
I think Timeless.
That's you do love tail. Timeless. That's okay, the one.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Red Velvet's Bad Boy or Pristin's Get It?
Bad Boy, Red Velvet, always Red Velvet.
Of course.
Stray Kids Get Cool or Pentagon's Naughty Boy?
Stray Kids. Twice Fancy or Boy With Love, BTS?
Stress. Boy With Love, BTS.
Okay, okay.
I always forget how to say Gashina by Soonmi or Gotta Go by Chungha?
Chungha! Year of Chungha.
Obviously. Always.
Stuck by Monsta X or If You Do by GOT7?
If You Do by GOT7. One of my favorite GOT7 songs.
Solid, so that one, solid.
Yep, automatically wins. Touch by NCT 127 or Oh My by 17?
Oh My! Chained Up by VIX or Undercover by Ace?
VIX, for sure.
Yeah, I know the answer. Then, he hated Undercover.
Kyungsoo's Heart Mouth or V's Square Mouth?
I didn't want this one. You were supposed to get this one. Kyungsoo.
I didn't know. I love that that's how that turned out. The ones meant to attack me didn't get me, and the ones meant to attack you didn't attack you. All right. We have a lot of comebacks to cover, starting from March 3rd. With Aria by Crazy.
I'm first of all, I was annoyed that this said it was going to come out on the 1st and it didn't.
And it didn't. We were salty.
I don't know why it was delayed. Like, it wasn't, there was not even a corona at that point.
So, I mean, the corona's been around for a hot minute, but.
I know, but they weren't delayed. They delayed 2 days. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't because of the corona. So I'm like, why? You said the 1st. I'm here on the 1st. Why aren't you here? But anyway, I, maybe you should go first because I'm just mean.
You not liking the song isn't mean.
There was just something so wrong with it. So wrong with it.
I really liked it. And like, first of all, the girl at the beginning who says we crazy has like some of the most beautiful eyes. She is one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen in my life. I don't know enough about the group to know who she is, but I'm in love with her.
Oh, wow.
Just because we can't agree on anything ever, I actually really like this song. I love the different aesthetics. I want to have pink hair and be a floral queen and wear a tiara. I really enjoyed the pre-chorus. The silent drop before the chorus was super cool. I adored the different flows from the song.
So I worry about you sometimes. I think maybe like you're having a stroke that you like this song. It was just, there was something so wrong with both of Crazy's debut songs, because they did a prequel, like a teaser, and it was called Universe, and then also this one called Aria, and they just sounded so like someone had actually laid two beats over each other. Like they sounded off. They sounded like a mistake, like watching a dub of something and the mouths don't move with the words. I went back and listened to it again just to make sure I wasn't crazy, which maybe that's why they're called that, but it's not me. Like, this was just so off-putting. And then, like, what the fuck was up with the bridge key change? You know, why did you do that? Why did you do that? I had to turn it off. And then I was like, fine. One more time. So I make sure it's not me. And even without my earlier criticisms, like even without it sounding like it's on a whole lot of cocaine, this song lacks cohesion. Okay. There are songs that can switch between genres, like Got a Boy by SNSD. They pioneered that sort of play. But this is not that. This is nowhere near that. It's kind of like writing a story in four parts, but each part is written by a different person. The themes are different. The voice isn't the same. The song is a mess. However, their vocalist at the end is good.
Wow. That was so much.
I hated it so much.
I don't know, like, you mentioned I Got a Boy, and that is the first K-pop song I ever purchased. It reminds me enough of that, that for me, it works. The ending vocal was insane.
It was very good. I'll give him that. It was good.
I just really liked it. So that's that.
Did you add it to anything?
Not yet, but I definitely will be adding it to my, like, I have a girl group playlist. Mm-hmm. It's called Girl Power.
No. Maybe they're, you know, we always say maybe the next one. Maybe
we do say that.
Their comeback will be less cocaine.
You describing it as cocaine is killing me.
Yes, I will never not listen to it. I will always give it a chance, just like I always give ITZY a chance. And they always throw it back in my face.
You're a little dramatic.
Yes. Yes, I am. Now, let's have you be dramatic as fuck, and let's talk about NCT.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I think you should probably go first.
Okay, because this quarantine has me writing out such detailed notes on these comebacks.
Dang.
But this is also NCT. Yep. And for those of you who, this may be your first time tuning in, hello, NCT and I.
All 400 of them.
I'm in love with every single one of them.
There's like 3,000 of them. I don't know how.
Wavy and NCT, like, combined are my old group.
They're not the same.
We've established that Wavy is my old group, but NCT is also my old group. Because in my heart, they are the same, even though they're not the same.
There's 98 of them. How can you even tell them apart?
Oh my God, shut up. You sound like every person who asked me why I like K-pop in the world.
Listen, I can, however, name you every person in EXO. So who am I to call shit?
I saw something the other day. People were like, how can you even remember 7 people in BTS? That's so many people. And it was like me memorizing all 21 members of NCT.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So I don't know how I did it so well, but I did. And here we are. I just need everyone to understand and something. And what I'm about to say is 200% the truth.
For every single member in the group.
Legitimately watched this on repeat for an hour.
There's so much yellow.
So legit, just from 9 a.m. when it dropped, I was sitting on my living room floor watching the countdown, waiting for it to happen, and continued to hit repeat until I realized that it was 10 a.m. and Jisette was like, stop, go watch Black Swan. This immediately became my favorite NCT song. Just immediately. It felt so them. To me, I was not a huge fan of the Superhuman comeback. It felt a little bit cheesy. And this felt way more like NCT to me. The choreography, including the martial arts, was super, super cool. I'm not sure why half of their shirts were open, but I'm not mad about it. I really enjoyed the yellow and black color scheme. I don't know why Mark was fist fighting all of them at one point, but they probably deserved it, knowing NCT. Jungwoo is back, and that makes me so happy because he's wonderful. And my anime prince Yuta decided to come for my throat this comeback. He said, notice me, and I did, line distribution, although not perfect, was way better, and that is sexy. We enjoy, you know, we appreciate SM for actually letting Johnny be a part of the song this time. I liked, in case you couldn't tell, I thought it was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So the first thing, the first instinct in my head was chest. There was so much chest. There are abs.
Indeed.
Lots of abs, and there were nips, nips galore. Like, whew, what's, okay. And most people know I'm not a huge fan of NCT, and I'm admittedly not the biggest fan of this, although it did grow on me. But I have since picked an NCT bias, and now I'm just mad that I didn't get to see more of him. Because Tail, my baby, why don't they just let you sing? All you want to do is sing. Why won't they let you sing? I really love the taekwondo and the whatever the fuck it's called, taekwondo dancing and shit. The shit Tao did at EXO. I want more of that in my life. I want more of that shit. Now, she said the line distribution was sexy, and I want to know where. You said that this was better than what it used to be, and I'm thinking, how the fuck is this better, and what did it used to be? If you had never seen NCT before and you watched this video, you would automatically assume that there were only four members and everyone else was a backup dancer. Like, it's ridiculous. I like Mark Lee, but he is getting way too much screen time in a group of nine. It's second only to Taeyong, who also gets like the other half of the screen time. And even though Jaehyun doesn't have a lot of lines, his fucking titties are out a quarter of the time. There are six other dudes in this group and I didn't see any of them. Like,
so you talk about line distribution. Are you talking about line distribution or are you talking about screen time? Because if you look at, there's a chart somewhere that I saw because someone was saying that someone in the group did not have a lot of lines and then they saw the chart distribution and screen time just doesn't match vocal time is the thing. Tail and Jaehyun have a lot more lines than the video gives them credit for because they're just not on screen. I'm not going to fight you about Taeyong being on screen all the time. Like, so Taeyong is my ultimate bias, but I'm also of the mindset that he gets way too much screen time, as does Mark Lee. There is a difference between there being visuals in groups and them getting screen time versus just uneven screen time, but that does not necessarily mean that line distribution was not... When I say, like, line distribution got better, I mean, like, Johnny and Yuta had more than three words in a song.
Oh.
Which is nice for once. Like in regular, Johnny had the line, "We are not the same, only one of me." And that was it. So Johnny getting a whole verse to himself, we like, we love. That's something like, that we really enjoy.
Fine. If they're directors though, if they can't, I don't know. If they can't figure out how to distribute at least the screen time better, like, get a new director.
It's annoying. It's annoying. Look at Yosung from 80s, who's in a video 0.2 seconds every single video, and half the time I need binoculars to find him. It's literally, though, like, I'm not wrong. So it is unfortunate, but this is not anything new in K-pop groups either.
I know.
Where line distribution and screen distribution sucks ass.
I guess the one people that I do think did well was EXO, though. I mean, I always got a look at
line
all of
them. Line distribution wasn't great, but
no, screen line time distribution was terrible, but screen time was good.
Yeah, that's fair, because even though Seung got, like, two lines, he got appropriate screen time. Even though Baekhyun got a lot of lines in Kyungsoo, they still got an, you know, appropriate amount of screen time per person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
I don't like that distinction. I want them to be the same.
That's fair. That's completely fair. It should not be as uneven as it is.
Right.
And so, you know, again, as much as I love Taeyong and Mark, you also get to be in a whole other group.
He gets to be in like six other groups.
Okay, Mark is now out of Dream. So
Mark Lee, don't sleep.
Yeah, no, and Haechan's getting to that point too because he is now the Mark Lee still being in NCT Dream and being in NCT 127.
Oh, I didn't know he was still in Dream.
Yeah, Haechan's still in Dream.
Ridiculous. Anyway.
So, but yeah, so let's move on because we could talk about, I could talk about NCT forever and
I could complain about NCT all day long.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about Alexa. Because this one we agree on 300%. I am looking forward in my hand now. What you see, you better run from me. Take one, running in short time. We've got me showtime. Because I got shit I'm paying. That is for night. Good, I'll see you change.
She's amazing. Like, what more do you want from me? I love her.
Nothing.
I love this concept. No one else does sci-fi, especially not girls. Forgive me, Dreamcatcher, but you don't do cyberpunk. Like, not to mention, this chick can fucking sing, she can fucking dance, and she does it all in industrial, hardcore metal boots. How, what can't she do?
She's badass.
Yes, and the song is cool, it gets the blood pumping. She, when you incorporated those breaths in the bridge, like, you know, it's taking a toll. This song is making you sweat, and you're like, and it's so good. And like, their universe building is so deep. And I know this is a tech company; it's not an entertainment company. So they're like, we're gonna make her a video game. That's what we're doing. And so they built a universe around her. And that's so fucking cool. And there's this monster in the video that she destroys. And then at the end, you see it has the cut on its hand. The same cut that she has. And you're like, oh, is she the monster? Is this a metaphor? Did she defeat herself? Like, it's crazy. It's so good. And it's like, it's amazing. And then her as a person, she has this awesome backstory of like,
she was born in Oklahoma.
She was born in Oklahoma. She has a Russian dad and a Korean mom, and her mom was adopted. And so she came to Korea originally to find her mom's family. And so that's just insane. Like, it's out of a movie. She's too good. She's the pinnacle. Like, what else do you need? She's wonderful.
She also loves NCT, and her bias is Taeyong, yeah. So she has great taste. And I just love that this ties in, like, with her last video. There's robots, there's holograms. Just, like, just sign me the fuck up for all of it. She is such a powerhouse inspiration for women. Her song says, I'm a one-girl army. I lost my shit when she said, you see me slay like a mother.
It's pretty awesome.
She is a badass bitch. The choreo is so powerful for a woman's choreo. We've said this about Moonbyul, that normally girls get simple, pretty choreo. Jennie's solo was soft and pretty, and there's not that there's anything wrong with that. It fit the song perfectly. This just came off so intense, and I absolutely love that about her and her dynamic that she's going for. And I love that this doesn't come off with like a romantic undertone, because sometimes we can see songs with badass concepts but are still about love in the end. And this is just about a girl being fucking cool and saving the fucking world. She's sexy, the song perfectly fits her, she's badass, and I'm just ready for more than her. The outro where she says, I won't fail, I have not, and I will not fail. She's so cool.
She's fucking cool.
I want to be Alexa when I grow up.
I love her. I'm great. I'm like, I'm fine. Like, even if, I mean, I live in Oklahoma, but I don't claim this place. So the fact that she's from this place, I'm like, props to you, girl.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
But speaking of wonderful women who are in the industry,
yes,
let's talk about Yeezy and her comeback with Home. Baby, I know. Yeezy is a former Phistar member, and I don't know a whole lot about the group Phistar, only that they were first generation, I think. And so Yeezy is awesome. She can sing, she can dance, she can rap. And this song is like super catchy in a pop diva belty kind of way. Plus, the choreo is in water, and that's never a bad choice.
Never, ever.
And then, I don't know if it's like this in the actual track, but in the music video, the music all drops out in favor of her singing a cappella over a thunderstorm. And I'm like, oh, that's impressive. And she holds the note longer at the end than anyone else in K-pop, and it is splendid. It's awesome. Splendid. And I love it. I want people to just sustain. I want them to run out of air. I want them to just hit it and stay there. Why does no one do that? Why don't they do that?
I don't know. Last time we weren't huge fans of the girls, and there's nothing wrong with girl soloists or girl groups in general. They just weren't hitting us right. And this started off so soft and so pretty, and then the chorus dropped and it got a little bit harder, and I loved it. I loved the umbrella choreography. The rap flowed well despite it being softer, because there can be raps that, like, in softer mm-hmm. songs there are raps and they don't necessarily fit the yeah. song right. This one did. And there was a very Princess and the Pea-like reference with all of the mattresses. This had every opportunity with the lyrics to be a soft, gentle song. So it would have fit over a simple piano and guitar. But then she added the thunderstorms and then her belt over fireworks. And I am going to add this to so many playlists.
It's because it was awesome. It.
I loved mm-hmm. this song. It was worth every and single second.
I'm so proud of her. Like, I don't know anything about her, but she's coming out of a girl group. Like, she's pulling a Tiffany Young, and that's awesome. Girls who can go solo after their groups disband. Like, all the props, all of them.
It's awesome, and it was wonderful. And now we're going to talk about something that we disagree on.
Let's talk about ITZY.
Wow, sound more disappointed in that.
So let's talk about ITZY. I was watching a video that explained the similarities between ITZY and Stray Kids. So since they're from the same vein of music show, people have been speculating that they are building within the same universe. And this new comeback, Wannabe, really cements that. It's comparable to Stray Kids District 9 in that we don't want to be anyone else but us. And if we have to run off and create our own district to be able to be who we are, that's fine. So Wannabe, in case you don't know, is a misnomer. It's not actually about being a wannabe, you know, a weak person or a fake or a freak or whatever. It's about being who you want to be. It's clever if you're willing to give them that, which I'm not.
Oh my God.
My feelings about ITZY are pretty well known in that I don't care for them. But I didn't hate this song. I wanted to, but it was good. It was decent. However, it sounds like every other girl song from this generation. Every other one. If you could tell me that this was Rocket Punch with Bouncy or, you know, Cherry Bullet, Ella, you know, I wouldn't know the difference.
That's so crazy. ITZY's real hit or miss for me. I feel like they're pushing this agenda of I'm going to be me and mind your business, which is perfect. And I think that's super important, especially for girls to see. It's a crucial message. It's the same way that BTS had the entire Love Yourself era. And Stray Kids has their messages of anxiety and being yourself. I am me. You know, their most recent song, I cannot for the life of me think of the line from it, but it's okay. I'll figure that out another time. But they talk about being yourself. We've talked about it before with Winner and the song So-So. People are starting to sing about topics that don't always get addressed. And I'm for anything girl group powerhouse that says be yourself. I will support it 100%. Dala Dala was also very much, I love myself, and I stand people who preach that Dala Dala didn't hit me quite right, but Wannabe did. I really enjoyed the beat. It was just a fun song. It hit close. I think part of it is it hit close to home for me, saying I want to be me, because there are some of us who don't know who we are. It's important for us to learn to just be us. I've been controlled by a lot of external and internal factors with depression and a whole bunch of other things. And I've talked about it to someone recently that, like, without these things, I don't know who I am. And I just want to be me without these dark things that have been in my life. And so I can appreciate any message that says just be yourself, be you, and love who you are, which is why, like, the Love Yourself era by BTS was so well received. And so I just appreciate ITZY for sending that message out again.
Okay. I can get behind that. And like, even if I don't like ITZY, if you think I'm going to sit here and let the internet accuse the member Leah of being lazy, you have another thing coming. Because even if I don't like ITZY, I don't tolerate the kind of bullshit that people are saying about these young girls. Y'all can shut the fuck up. They're accusing her of being a lazy dancer because she didn't put forth enough effort during a radio show. Listen to me. They accused her of being a lazy dancer on something they couldn't even see her on. A radio show.
Okay. First things first, if you're going to call an idol lazy, please get up and do what they do.
Yeah, every day. For a week. For hours and hours and hours.
Then come back and call them lazy to my face. So that's how I feel about that.
Here at K-Pop Parade, even if we don't stand, I will not catch you insulting
don't
them.
Don't talk Mm-mm. shit. If they don't deserve it. Insult Seungri all day. Don't
For real.
Insult these girls who work their asses off.
Anyway, whew, I'm all heated now.
Take a breath. Take a deep breath in. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through
You've
your mouth.
You've been watching too many yoga videos in your quarantine.
Listen, I do a meditation with my son nightly, so.
Let's talk about Victon.
Groups I continue to say I am going to stan and then forget
why,
to stan.
Why? Don't forget to stan them. Actually, you need to forget to stan most people.
Why?
Because you stan like a mad woman.
I also have recently adopted MCND after
it's
our last
called
episode.
McKinney. Get it right.
And I want to adopt the Makne and just protect him.
No,
with my
your
life.
Pockets are full. Anyway. You cannot keep any more idols in your pockets.
But I
no.
So Victon is one of those that I keep saying I'm going to stan. Nostalgic Night was amazing.
Their previous comeback, Nostalgic Night.
Yes. And so this one's called Howling. And I thought this was just as great as Nostalgic Night. I really, really love this rap line. They're definitely underappreciated. The second rap was incredibly cool. The transitions from rap to vocals are completely seamless, and I really enjoyed the chorus. I like the less hard drop of the chorus. Like, this song follows the K-pop flow, where it's, you know, the vocals, the rap, the chorus. This just stands out without the quick, hard chorus. Mm. Does that make sense? I didn't mind the simple, continuous music style with them. I really dig their aesthetic. The vocalist at the end with that super high note, just wow. I love this, and I'm gonna try to stand.
How about calm down? So I went ahead and listened to the whole album because I was so impressed with their previous comeback, Nostalgic Night, and I have to say I'm still very impressed. It's funny that you say their continuous music style because the album is called Continuous, and that makes maybe because I just made the connection in my brain. Maybe that's why the song is like how it is. So Howling wasn't necessarily the best song on the album, but it was still really good. And it reminded me a lot of BTS's early stuff, like Run. And even though I don't like comparing it to other groups, that's like the best comparison I can come up with. When I first listened to it, I found it kind of underwhelming because the drop in the chorus was really lackluster. It wasn't a drop. It was continuous. Look at you. Look at you making connections. But the more I listened to the album and the flow of it and how it all kind of melded together and how that drop wasn't really necessary when you had the rest of it bolstering it, I understood it. Like, the mellowness of it was good. And lastly, like you said, the vocalist in the bridge was fucking insane. So good. So good. I need these kids to do more of this. I need... Because, you know, belting and scatting and riffing, it's all about freedom and confidence. And I know they have the confidence, but I want them to have the freedom. I need more of it. I need more.
Give us more victims.
I need more everybody scatting. I need more Jungkook scatting. Like, I need more Kyungsoo scatting. That's what I need in my life.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. Cannot I fault you Kyungsoo. For that one. I know. You do. I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Anyway.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Fine. Let's talk about favorite. Go. My favorite. Listen, you're so funny. Oh my god, these ladies deserve more than our bad jokes. Okay, I loved their debut song "Loca," and I love their song "Lie." They are on fire in these sexy red suits in the middle of a chapel that they shouldn't be dancing in, but they're doing it anyway. And they're dancing to this Latin flair that maybe perhaps is a bit too late. But if Suju can do it, they can do it too.
Right? If Suju can continue to
their rapper is really good. And, like, I know it's petty of me to say she's really good for a girl rapper, but she's really good. It's an all-around, really well-rounded song that I love to listen to. I like it when it comes up on shuffle. It fits really well. And nobody knows about them. I think they're relatively new. This might be their first comeback. It is. But they're really good, and I want more people to listen to them.
I'm the exact opposite.
Oh.
I was bored. I think the Latin comeback is cool. I'll always, like, appreciate people doing the Latin comebacks. It's great. But the red suits were sexy. And other than that, this didn't really stand out to me. I just got bored. It wasn't bad. I just got bored. So this next group, we need to have a conversation about the
Yes.
name.
Yes, we do. Because is it...
I'm 90% sure the song is...
Is it Donkeys? Is that what they decided to call themselves?
I don't know that they had a
choice. I mean, I can't be mad because it's not an acronym, but... Yikes. Donkeys?
Like, let's... Donkeys. Now, doing a little bit of research on them, they are a group under Dongyo Entertainment.
Oh.
And so I don't know if that's supposed to be, like, a play, but again, their name is Donkeys.
Maybe there's no D in it, right? It's not like Dong Kids?
No, it's Donkeys. Donkiz.
Okay.
In their defense again, I don't think that they got to name themselves.
Yikes. But the song. Let's stick with the song. This is called Lupin'. And it is funky, and I like it. And when I was first listening to it, I said, sweet Jesus, is that a trombone? And I want to know the reason behind the name, because if it's named after the anime, I like it even more.
It makes me think of Harry Potter. Like, Professor Lupin is a werewolf, and I was just waiting for a werewolf to show up.
No. So Lupin the Third is an anime about a jewel thief.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they steal jewelry in the video.
It's one of like it's one of the best animes of all time. So I'm like, maybe they took a little inspiration, which is awesome.
All right, I could work with that.
I am all about this choreo, though. It's cool and it's different, and they having that cane or whatever it is adds like a layer of uniqueness that a lot of other rookie groups are kind of missing. I think it was clever, and I like the funkiness, that weird funk beat of it. It's different. I'm all about different. We need more different.
I agree. I appreciated the canes as well, although it's a completely different song. It felt like very Artificial Love by EXO. The canes make for an excellent prop. I think the chorus felt very different from a lot of stuff out right now, and they're incredibly talented. The aesthetic was cool. I was, like I said, legit just kind of waiting for some werewolves to pop up. You know, the clock with midnight coming, but instead they were just like a conspiracy theorist group of detectives who robbed jewelry. So I didn't, you know, quite understand the theme of the video, but I didn't hate it, and I really liked the song. So great
Donkeys.
Job, Donkeys.
Please tell me that's not your name.
Please someone correct us and tell us that we're just very
How
wrong.
Can we be wrong?
Please tell us we're wrong.
Let's soothe ourselves by listening to V, his OST, Sweet Night. I ask you, is there anything better than V's solo songs?
No,
there's not. Winter Bear was mesmerizing, and Sweet Night is right up that alley. It's like something you would sing as you walk along a river, soft and gentle and tossing it to the wind like a message in a bottle. I could listen to him sing all night long, and what a sweet night that would be. Get it? Fine. Whatever. I am guilty of writing to Winter Bear 1 hour loop on YouTube, and I will absolutely do the same with this songs without guilt. So, has anybody watched this drama? Will you tell me how it is? Because I haven't watched
it. I've heard it's incredible. People that I know who have watched it say it's absolutely incredible.
I think it's called Itaewon Class?
Yes.
So, Stan V.
Stan V. I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. There's literally nothing better than his solos. His voice was what made him my original BTS bias. And like, I'm so sorry for betraying you, Taehyung, but also J-Hope happened. I want to just walk through art museums with him as he hums this song. Just beautifully, gently. He's absolutely incredible. This shows off his range, showcases how talented he is. Whistling is my biggest pet peeve in the entire world. Do not fucking whistle around me. I'm gonna kick your ass, but it fits the song, and so I'm not totally mad about it. The gentle fade out was nice, and I just want to lay in his lap as he sings the song to me on a beach at night. Nothing could ever top that.
That's
where I stand on this.
What a good boy.
What a good freaking boy.
A good boy.
And then the last one that we're going to talk about today is Jackson.
Another good boy. There's 100 ways to leave a love, leave a love, leave a lover. 100 ways to leave a love, leave a love, leave a lover. There's 100 ways to leave a love, and I won't wait a minute longer. 100 ways to leave. But I'm the only one that you need. It's the final curtain call.
Oh my gosh. One of the very first Jackson solo songs, I could not even tell you what it is, I did not like. And I was like, I am not going to get into his solo stuff. Could not do it. And that was why when Bullet to the Heart came out, I was so surprised. Because I said, wait. I fucking love this.
I love that
and
song.
And so I went back through like his discography, listened to a bunch of stuff, and realized I'm actually a huge Jackson solo stan. Now, that does not mean I don't appreciate GOT7. GOT7 was the second K-pop group I ever got into. I adore GOT7. Leave me alone. I'm not saying I'm a solo stan. However, I appreciate Jackson's solo music a lot.
What am I if Jackson is my bias and GOT7 too?
You're a double Jackson stan.
Double Jackson stan. Okay.
That's it. All right. That's it. Based off the teaser alone, I knew I was going to like it. And it lived up to my expectations. Like, holy shit. Like, there's spooky woods with cool warriors. It's like hella witchcraft going on. I'm also super interested, though, if anybody knows. I want to know if there's any historical Chinese ritual that this stems
no.
from.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no,
no.
No?
No.
No, no,
no.
No?
No. Why no?
Because
just why no?
The, usually all the major Chinese religions base around reincarnation, and so they wouldn't like try to bring someone back to life.
Gotcha. Well, regardless, the choreography in the armor was amazing. It, I don't know what it is about this video. It makes Jackson look like a man.
He is
Does
a
that make
whole
sense?
Man. Wait, how have
he's
you not
a
noticed?
Whole
he's a
ass
whole
man.
Ass man.
I think it's because I'm so used to seeing him. He normally has the idol rapper look.
I don't like it.
And so, and he does the modeling thing, and he always just looks very, I think it's just the warrior aesthetic that brought out that primal attraction. Oh. Does that make any sense at all? Because he looked like a whole ass man
yeah.
in this video, and this look works for him. The breaks in the song for the hand gestures, the tutting, the running through the woods, but on beat, and the choreography snuck in with it. It felt so, it felt traditional, all even though it was very modern. Does that make any sense at all?
It can. It to someone. The highlight, not me, but it's fine.
The highlight was definitely him bringing this long lost love back to life from a cemetery, and then doing this beautiful dancing to a hip-hop track. It was fucking beautiful. I was so intrigued by the video. After I watched it, I listened to it, and I appreciate both the visual and the audio. Jackson is just
a whole Jackson. Ass man. Yeah,
a whole ass man.
So I'm like,
and he proves it.
I, where this is just fucking cool, man. It was just, it was perfect in every aspect, like from the tutting to the costuming to the not quite dancing, I see you got Seven's influence, to the full and complete story arc. He's so good at creating content. Like even his past ones that have been collabs are all really good and all different. You know, he's bouncing between genres because he can, because he has that talent. I saw recently on Glamour when they GOT7 did a compliment battle. Jin Young is complimenting him, and he says, you know, I know all you want is for your music to change the world, and I can tell you that it will, that it does, and that it has. And he like started crying. Aww. And but I believe that that's exactly the truth, because him highlighting Chinese culture and making it tangible for English speakers is a huge deal, because when we think of China, we think, oh, look, Mulan or Chinese food or things that we are not associated with. But Jackson speaks it English.
Because Americans are very stereotypical.
Yes, we fucking are. But Jackson speaks English without an accent, and he's fucking hot. And so we're going to be, oh, I can get into that. I can relate to that. Like, why he's doing a service. I love Jackson Wong.
Just yes
to Jackson Wong.
He wins. Jackson wins the
Jackson
internet
wins the internet
this week. I think out of all these comebacks that we've talked about, Alexa and Jackson. Ooh, I don't know, NCT was in here too.
Whoa.
Oh my god, my Alexa just went off. That was so creepy. I just hear something like, I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you were saying. I don't know.
I think between all the ones.
I think Jackson won.
It would either be Jackson or Yezzy.
Yeah. I think my top two, God, I have to have a top three.
Actually, you know what? I listened to Jackson all day on repeat, too. I was just like sorting through specimens and I like put my headphones in and I just put them on repeat. So
I really do think Jackson won the comebacks for March for me that we've had so far. I know there's a few more we'll probably have to hit in April.
We have a couple. We have Purple Beck is coming back. Daniel Kang won us. Ong Sung-woo, he's a soloist that I've really been getting into recently. We have a debut with a group called MY
Mist.
Maybe it's Mist. It's spelled MY period ST.
Mist would make Mist, sense.
Sure. Winner's coming back, and I'm never disappointed by Winner. Then we have a debut of Vine Girls with a V.
Do it for the Vine.
Do it for... Oh, God. What if that's their aesthetic? And then we're all eagerly anticipating Suho's solo debut.
Always. I'm so ready for it. The teasers for it have been so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Give me my bias wrecker. Give him to me.
And lastly, that group we were talking about earlier, Two, is going to debut on the 31st. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Lots of things still coming up. And so we are going to make a poll of all the Save One Drop ones. It's a long poll. So y'all get ready because y'all are going to have to vote in every single one of them.
Yes,
we want you guys to struggle just like we struggled. I do have to mention for Claire, because I said, what would you like us to talk about? And Claire tweeted, win-win sexy. So we are acknowledging that win-win is sexy.
Win-win is sexy. Which one's win-win?
He was the one that was in NCT and got moved over to Wavy.
Do you think that helps me at all?
He's win-win sexy. It's an
accurate. Win-win sexy. That's fine. Okay.
So, and then I think that's all that we have for this week. So again, guys, never forget to follow us on Twitter. If you don't already, it is at K-Pop Parade, K-P-O-P-A-R-A-D-E. Mm-hmm. We also just dropped a Facebook page,
Facebook, so go now.
Be sure to like that. Yeah, that's what I've got for you. That's what we've got for you this week. Mm-hmm. This episode was so long.
It's fine. We did a month.
We did a month, a whole ass month, and you're going to cut out some too. So
maybe.
You always do. Maybe. We should just do a raw episode one time. Just let everybody hear how much we fuck up. Make this the intro. One day we should just do a raw episode. No editing other than putting in the songs and
the first of all, cutouts. That'll be really fucking long. And second of all, I really
it would be a nightmare.
Dramatic. Yeah.
We're not dramatic.
No, not at all. No.
Who is dramatic? All right, guys. Thank you again for listening. If it's your first time, please be sure to come back. We appreciate your time that you give to us, and we will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.